Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Bo, Hashem brings the 10th Makkah against the Egyptians, Makas Bechoros. And the Torah tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro about this terrible plague in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Moshe said that this is what Hashem said. Kachatzos halayla ani yotzei besoch Mitzrayim. I, says Hashem, at midnight will go out to Egypt and all of the firstborn of Egypt will die. However, the wording in the pasuk is strange. Why did Moshe say that Makas Bechoros will take place kachatzos halayla, which literally means around midnight, approximately midnight? Hashem knows exactly, down to the millisecond, when midnight happens. So Moshe should have said that the plague will happen by Kachatzos halayla, at midnight, not kachatzos halayla, around midnight. This question is asked by the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and it's quoted by Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105 on this pasuk. And the Gemara there says that, of course, Hashem knows exactly when midnight is. And therefore, of course, Moshe could have said that the plague will happen bachatzos halayla. However, Moshe was afraid that Paro's astrologers might make a mistake as to when Makas Bechoros first began. They may have thought that it started a bit earlier or a bit later than midnight. And they would say, Moshe is a liar. The plague did not start at midnight. And therefore, in order to remove that slur, Moshe said that the plague will happen kachatzos halayla, around midnight, and not bachatzos halayla, at midnight. That's the Gemara and that's Rashi. And on this Gemara and on this Rashi, there is a fascinating observation found in the third volume of the Sefer Talalei Oros by Rav Yisachar Dov Rubin, who died in the year 2008. Rav Rubin says the following beautiful idea in the name of Hagon Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the Beis Halevi, who died in 1892. What did Makas Bechoros look like? The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Hey, Umeis Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, every single firstborn male in the entire country is going to die, from Paro's firstborn all the way to the servants' firstborns. And Vahaisa Tzaka Gedola Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, there's going to be a great cry, screaming and screaming in the whole country, the kind of screaming that never happened before to that degree and will never happen again like that. No single Jewish child will die, but all of Egypt will be mourning and crying. And the Torah says that Paro's servants will run to Moshe and bow down to Moshe and say, just get out of Egypt. We don't need this mayhem, this chaos, this tragedy, this shrieking. And with all that going on, there will be some people checking their watches to see if all this tragedy was happening, even to their own families. Was this happening 17 seconds before what they thought was midnight, or maybe 2.5 minutes after what they thought was midnight? Moshe had to say that the plague is going to happen kachatzos halayla because some people would catch him, so to speak, on what they thought was a lie in his nevuah. They'd be wrong, of course, but that didn't matter. In their own minds, they were right. With all the tragedy going on, that does not matter, as long as I can be right, as long as Moshe is wrong. And that, says the Beis Halevi, is the height of kfira, of heresy. It goes to show how deep the disbelief was after all the makos, after all the wonders that these people saw, after all the tragedy that their own families saw and experienced that night, and for the last 9 makos. After all that, they still would not say that Hashem is in charge of the world. They were still checking their watches to see how they could catch Moshe and call him a liar. And the Beis Halevi quotes a Gemara in Maseches Eruvin Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Rishayim afilu al pischo shel Gehenim einam chozrin b'tshuva. Even when Rishayim are sitting on the edge of Gehenim, at the gates of Gehenim, they still cannot bring themselves to do tshuva. They see everything so clearly. Hashem's in charge of the world. He runs the world with kindness, with wisdom, with divine omnipotence and omniscience. And still at the gates of Gehenim, they still cling to their belief. beliefs or their disbeliefs. In fact, later in Perek Yud Beis, when the Makkah actually happens, and indeed all the firstborn died, and indeed there's screaming penetrating the streets of Egypt, what does the Torah tell us? Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed, the Torah tells us that Paro and his servants and all of Egypt woke up and heard the screams. They woke up! That means they were sleeping beforehand after everything they witnessed, after everything they saw, after all of the very clear warnings from Moshe and Aaron that this was going to happen. What did Paro do? What did his servants do? What did the Egyptians do? They went to sleep. They were woken up by the cries, which means they went to sleep beforehand. That truly is Pischo Shel Gehenim, and still no tshuva. Have an amazing day, everyone.